Back now with Day to Day. So you want to kick back, relax, and watch some TV, but there's nothing on that interests you, and you think, wouldn't it be great if I had the ability to pick and choose which shows are on the air? Well, tonight, VH1 puts this idea into practice with a new series, Acceptable TV. Here's TV critic Andrew Wallenstein.
There's a simple brilliance to how Acceptable TV works. An episode consists of 5 different sketches. Only 2 of them will continue the following week, and they have to earn that right. That's where you, the viewer, come in. After an episode airs, you can go to www.acceptable.tv and vote for the sketch you would like to see return. After sampling the first episode, I know what I'm voting for. Behold my favorite sketch, Bond, homeless James Bond.
I watch over bottles and cans for other homeless people.
I also loan out bottles and cans in exchange for a small fee.
There's a word for what you're doing, Jojo. It's called banking. It's not something homeless people do.
Very good, Mr. Bond. And soon, I will no longer be homeless. Soon, I will be poor!
Acceptable TV is part of a trend playing out in Hollywood, where programmers are attempting to straddle TV and the internet. There's a few different ways it takes shape. NBC's Heroes, for example, doesn't confine its storylines to TV. Some minor plot points play out online. And then there's the reverse. Some networks have hatched mini-networks online with their own original programming, like CBS's InnerTube. But Acceptable TV puts another twist on the trend. Say you watch an episode and you don't like any of the sketches. Maybe you think you could do better. Well, VH1 gives you the opportunity to put up or shut up. You could submit your own video online, and if it gets enough attention there, it could earn one of the 5 slots on the show. Here's one contestant submission, the delightfully nutty homemade cartoon, Unicorn Planet.
In the year 2117, an 8-year-old gay boy named Shannon found a magic lamp. He was granted 3 wishes. The first, a fur jacket. The second, a flying car. And the third was a planet full of unicorns. This is the story of that planet.
A gay boy wished for a planet full of unicorns. Planet unicorn, unicorn planet.
Acceptable TV is really just a sketch comedy show that gives the viewer a little power. And I appreciate that as someone who watches Saturday Night Live with one itchy trigger finger on my TiVo remote's fast forward button. Sketch comedy is notoriously hit or miss. Now that I think about it, TV in general is pretty hit or miss. Acceptable TV has me fantasizing that the entire industry adopt its brand of digital Darwinism. Think about it. Right now in Hollywood, they're spending tens of millions on TV pilots no one will ever see. Why not post them online first and let viewers make suggestions? In the age of YouTube, Acceptable TV offers a wonderful subversiveness in that professionals and amateurs have to compete on the same level. It's even better that amateurs are the ones that get to call the shots.
Andrew Wallenstein is an editor with The Hollywood Reporter.